One of the most influential women in business in South Africa, Hixonia Nyasulu, is rapidly developing an international reputation as a board member with integrity and drive. In this weekly podcast, Hixonia talks to Darren Moore about the Boardroom 101 tips that she's gathered throughout her many years in business.
Hello, Hixonia.
Hello, Darren.
So, here's a question. How do we stay in the mainstream and remain a part of the conversation?
Right. I think, and I want to bring it back particularly to women, because we've had Women's Month all August and we have been put on a pedestal. Mm-hmm. We've been celebrated. We've celebrated ourselves. We've all felt very special this month. Mm-hmm. And it's as it should be. Mm-hmm. But the battle is not over. And now that August is finished, the important thing for women is to remember that much as we stay in groupings of women to help each other, to support each other, but all of us come from different professions. We have pharmacists, we have lawyers, we have teachers, we have nurses, we have doctors, we have all sorts of professions. And so the group, the generic group of women, will help inspire you, will help comfort you, will probably help support you during difficult times, but it will not advance your career in what you are doing. And that's what I'm advocating for when I say you've got to stay in the mainstream as well. So if you're an accountant, you've got to also be in associations and organizations of accountants of any gender. You cannot afford just to put yourself in a little pigeonhole of things that are done by women. Your mainstream is you're a marketer. Your mainstream is you're a pharmacist. Your mainstream is you're an engineer. And the only way that you're going to advance in your career is to know what the latest trends are in engineering, is to know what is happening in the engineering field, is to know where the opportunities are in engineering, and being only in a group of women supporting you is taking you out of the mainstream. So have the women's groupings, have the women's sessions, the women's only sessions for support and inspiration, and just people who understand your challenges, but also understand that unless you stay in the mainstream of what your profession is, you're missing out on a lot. And unfortunately, in the end, the way that you are assessed and what is going to get you ahead is not just the fact that you're a woman. It's the fact that you're a very good engineer. It's the fact that you are a very good marketing person or a good pharmacist. And the only way you do that is by really getting yourself deep into journals that have to do with your industry, with your sector. It's being able to go to meetings and associations and conferences of people in your sector. It's about interfacing with people who work in the space in which you work. Stay in the engineering mainstream and learn as much as possible. Be challenged by other engineers. In whatever profession you're in, the only place that you really will learn a lot is to be in the mainstream of the profession you're in. But women supporting each other is fantastic, but it should never take the eye
not at the expense of being out of
being
the sphere
good.
Of influence.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you, Hixonia.
Thank you, Darren.
For more information on Hixonia, visit htothepowerofyou.com.